worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
1 cent down, but when 1 cent goes away, we become stronger with the other senses. It's a freak accident. That'll make a little more sense. Crisco is out. He has the vid.
He has no sense.
Although I do find it funny that it's very convenient it's on his birthday.
Of course. Oh, interesting.
Found that out on Facebook, as well as I found out he had COVID on Facebook.
Yeah. Wait. You didn't know when your best friend's birthday is?
No, he doesn't know when mine is either.
Wow.
What?
I'm terrible with that. I don't remember my mom's.
Oh my God.
And she doesn't have Facebook. It makes it worse.
So you have no knowledge.
I know the general, like, month. I can never get the days right.
That's nice.
Anyways, freakaction.com is where you hit to get anything you want from our podcast. Different stories. You can go to the shop, buy a t-shirt, and you can get all the episodes of our podcast. My name's Lazy E, and I did something so dumb today that cost me a bunch of money.
Awesome.
Yes.
Then we also have Kara.
Hi, I'm here, and I'm not wearing headphones.
Yeah, hers apparently.
Did you make it?
That's a little behind the scenes look at what's happening here today.
Yeah, apparently they need to be charged. The only headphones I've ever heard that have to be charged.
Well, they're technically wireless headphones. They're not my ones from the radio station, so they're new, and I didn't read the instructions because why?
Who reads instructions?
I just kind of took them out and plugged them in, and I guess I let them work until the battery died. And now I have to figure it out.
And then we have Mickey.
Of course.
Yeah, well, that's all she ever had. Anyways, so here's the deal on what happened to me. I was buying Metallica tickets today. Their 72 tour that they're doing, where they do two stops in every city.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. Not different set lists at both shows.
That's a gamble, though. What if they play the songs that you like on the one show and not the other show?
I like a lot of Metallica songs. Like, a lot.
Okay. You could buy single tickets or double-day tickets?
You can only buy double-day tickets right now. Okay. January 20th, you'll be able to buy single tickets.
If there's any left.
If there's any left.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take that gamble.
Yeah.
So, I go and I was all set up. I had it a StubHub hit where it wasn't that much more expensive.
Okay.
I had that up.
Okay.
I was waiting for my queue on Ticketmaster.
Oh, no.
My Ticketmaster hit. I got the tickets. Go to close out StubHub, and I hit confirm order.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Please tell me there was another step.
Nope.
So you have extra tickets is what you're saying.
I have two extra tickets. I think I already sold them, though.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm talking to somebody. But, man.
Wow.
When that first hit, I immediately texted Proofreader, and I'm like, I made a big mistake, because it's out of our joint account that I did that.
Oh, I want to know how expensive the tickets were.
Surprisingly, for Metallica and two shows, about $400 for the pair.
Really?
So I spent about $800.
Well, I mean, boo on you, but I mean, that's not bad.
That's not
I'm kind of shocked.
I know. The first time I saw Metallica was $150.
Wow. How many years ago was that?
Like a couple.
Oh. Wow, like a whole couple.
I thought we were going way back.
Well, it was like a couple years ago. I mean,
it was within 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So screw you, Kara.
I like how you get yelled at for that.
I get yelled at for almost everything. I don't understand it. Even when Crystal's not here, I'm getting yelled at for everything. And I wasn't even late. Or maybe
yes,
I was.
Were.
I probably was.
So was I. I showed up at the same time.
So.
But I was also doing my job.
Whoa, excuse me.
That's the reason why I was late. You had a half day.
Yeah, but I was doing my job. I was answering that email.
While you were here.
I know.
So that moot point.
I got to your house, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Because I did ask like 10 minutes before you guys were supposed to arrive if you remembered where I live.
You see, what I did was I just looked on the chat. You could search the history.
Oh, okay.
And it pops up.
Well, that's good.
And her address is... No, I'm not going to tell
you. Yeah, please don't.
I just looked for the big tree. I know I parked by the one. There's one extra big tree in the front. And that's the way... All right, well...
You ever think how dangerous that is around a windstorm? Like,
we move the cars.
Okay, smart.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
I think it was either the first or second year that we were here... a tree limb that was probably about the length of my car, and that was my old vehicle, landed like 6 inches away from the vehicle on the other side in the middle of the road.
Oh,
there was a picture on Facebook of it. I'm like, well, it didn't hit my car.
that's a good point.
It's true.
So on the show today, we've got a news update, and I'm going to give you something from it once I kind of...
A little tidbit, a morsel.
A little titty bit of this. Monopoly, a fun game.
Yeah.
Not for this family.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Actually, it went terribly, terribly wrong. And we finally have done it. We've improved the urinal.
I didn't know it needed improving.
I've been waiting for that.
They came up with like a plastic sleeve that you rest your stuff in.
Yeah. But... that is all coming up on A Freak Accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor, let me tell you, it's not just soda. It's an entire lifestyle. They've got rock and roll beverages, feeding off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental. There's something for everybody. I think they still have the four delicious flavors.
No.
Three.
The pumpkin. Because you didn't listen
to
us.
Well, that's a bummer. Oh, man. Well, they still got three. And I will tell you, they're delicious. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And root beer is one of those things where you remember the first time you ever tried it. Mm. And, you know, it's sad that you didn't get to experience the extra flavor, but you can still go on and check out all of the three flavors that they do have and their merchandise, which is really sweet.
Stop whatever you're doing. And go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch. They got some new stuff out there for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners to A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Yeah, it is.
Mickey broke. She pulled him right apart like the Hulk.
It was so loud.
Her face, she's like, these are so loud. Let me pull this off my ear. Crack.
Anyways, this is... what a start. You know what? Maybe you shouldn't wear those headphones. Because it already broke them.
Oh, my
the
God.
The sound broke them. Remember when I told you to buy an extra pair?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to buy like 5 of them. That's only $5.
Why? The headphones are broken, madness everywhere, but we have a news update with a bunch of stuff in it. Let's hit it. So, the important thing is to have social media accounts.
No, yeah, it isn't.
Apparently.
Apparently, except for Kara.
The social media manager.
And, well, Volkswagen decided to, make a new one for Instagram.
Oh.
And it looks like, from what I'm reading, it was for their Italian brand.
Okay.
All right? Which they call Italia.
Volkswagen Italia.
Yeah, you said it exactly how they put it in their in their screen name, which it doesn't seem bad.
No.
Until you put them together and look at them when it says Volkswagen Genitalia.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, it does say that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, it says Volkswagen Genitalia.
Yes.
Volkswagen Genitalia. Oh my
God. Volkswagen Genitalia. Right after the A.
Oh my gosh. That is so.
Volkswagen Genitalia.
That's not great, Volkswagen.
Yeah,
sorry.
And people have been mocking them ridiculously online,
of
obviously.
Of course. I mean, yeah. How do you not when you see that?
Yeah.
Does it say it on the car itself?
No. It's on their tag.
Because I feel like that would be a selling point if they had put that on like their cars as like the little back stickers.
Yeah, but
a little.
You know somebody's going to make that a sticker.
A little image.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that's a product you could really get behind. I know. I gotta let this finish.
Oh, of course you do.
I'm not sure I agree with those lyrics. What?
So, I've been teasing this, and every guy has been excited about it when I said they have improved the urinal.
Okay.
They have improved the urinal, everyone.
All right, how?
Now,
obviously.
Have you guys ever seen a urinal in use?
Not in use.
Not in use, but like I know what they look like.
Okay, so girls, what it looks like is just a big hanging down thing, and you pee right in it.
You pee on the wall.
You pee on the wall. Yeah. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Well, one of the problems with that is splashing.
Okay.
If you really have to go, you get some splash back. But,
oh my gosh,
scientists have developed a new design that drastically reduces the splashing. Unlike a standard rectangular urinal, this one is tall and narrow, and there's also a triangle opening that extends back to a crease against the wall.
Oh, okay. So instead of going up against a flat wall, it's going into a corner.
It's like using a they put it as using a letter opener to cut the top of an envelope. Oh my God! Why would
wait? What? I would think more like putting a spoon in a bowl and then pouring the liquid on the spoon
continues.
And it kind of
it's like opening cutting open a letter with a giant envelope and then prying it open with your fingers.
What?
And peeing into it.
Do you have to pry open your peen? Do you have
thank you, Ariana Grande, for having the word monopoly in a song so I was able to use it. So Monopoly, we've all played it, right?
Of course.
Takes forever. No one can play it by the regular rules.
No.
No, everyone cheats or plays their own rules because Monopoly takes all day.
Yeah, it's like an 8-hour game.
Yeah.
Well, police in Oklahoma, sorry.
Almost the same.
Shut up.
I had to.
There was a family game of Monopoly.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody was going fine.
Uh-huh.
But I'm reading
it. I know. What does it say? Tell us.
They started, this guy started fighting with his stepfather.
Okay.
They knocked over the game board.
Yeah.
They turned over the furniture.
Whoa.
And then took the fight outside.
What?
Yes, this game of Monopoly got so bad.
What?
Police arrested the guy.
Do they say what instigated the argument?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
At some point, John was cut on the head.
Oh, my God.
And
with a hotel.
And he responded by pulling out a gun.
What? That's it. Do what not pass go. Do not collect $200. You go straight to jail.
Yeah.
It sounds like how I sing when I'm making fun of things. That was nice of me.
Well, we're going to take a trip to Florida, everyone. Our favorite state. Ever since McDonald's hot coffee ruling in the 90s, there have been a lot of frivolous lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's bad. Has any of you heard of this?
Yeah, it takes the cheese. It's the big cheese of lawsuits.
I have not heard it, so enlighten me.
A woman in Florida named Amanda Ramirez is suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta microwavable shells and cheese cups, because she say they lie about how long the mac and cheese takes to prepare.
Oh my gosh.
Amanda claims she bought the product several times over the past couple months and paid a premium price of $10.99. Whoa.
What? For what? A box?
For a pack of eight.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
It's not that premium. All right, lady.
Because the box says that the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But she says that's not true.
Oh.
And they know it.
Oh, what?
There's a 4-step set of instructions printed out on the box, and the microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. So it takes her like a minute to like get the water in the cup or whatever, rip back the lid. God. If a judge does not slam his gavel down and dismiss that faster than people can actually make it into the courtroom, what is happening to common sense?
But it's not just putting in the water. You have to stir it afterwards.
No. Oh, my God. This is getting worse.
Do you realize the pain and suffering?
It's awful. So what does it take? 5.5 minutes?
What could it possibly take?
Listen, she has suffered a lot. And that is why she is suing Kraft for $5 million in damages.
Adorable. That's ridiculous. What? How do you respond to something like this?
How did a lawyer take that case?
I don't know. People are... Well.
But the lawsuit also admits the box says it takes 3.5 minutes to cook.
Then where's her argument? Ready. Where's her argument then? She has no argument.
She's just... Here's the thing with these lawsuits. And these people that file these lawsuits, they just throw it out there.
Yeah.
And see what sticks.
Yeah, maybe they'll settle and get like $100,000 or something from Kraft.
I told you about the one lady... I told you about what happened to that one lady that I knew, did I?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm at the March of Dimes. We're doing the walk, the 5K.
Yeah.
And she was a bigger lady and sat on a bench that was provided by the Miracle Network, and it broke, and she hurt her leg. Oh, she sued the Miracle Network. That helps little kids.
Oh, my God.
The Miracle Network.
All right.
She sued them. I don't care how bad I was hurt. Let insurance take care of that.
Yeah, what could it have
been? Don't sue the Miracle Network. And she won.
Oh, that's so awful.
Some kid didn't get his last wish because of that lady.
What a terrible person.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if somebody...
You're making stuff up now.
Well, I don't know if somebody didn't get their last wish.
This is not a news update anymore. This is sensationalism.
Your sensationalism. This is like Mickey's theme song.
I was going to say, I know I'm not.
If your computer would work. There we go.
Breaking things over there?
Yeah. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, Kara. You look like one of those old-timey operators that had to hold
like
the one
it.
Piece of the phone up to their head and the other piece in front of their mouth to talk to you.
We're good except, now.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
All right. So, a business consulting firm in Paris. This is actually where Mickey might want to move because she can make some money off of this.
Oh.
It's called Cubic Partners. Man, if that was a P, that would be a dangerous company.
I almost said it because I wanted to test it out.
They fired him in 2015 after he refused to go to a mandatory end of the week parties that they throw.
Oh my gosh, that's exhausting sounding.
I know, I would
get fired for that too.
Yeah, that sounds really. I mean, look, like everyone's nice, you're fine, but
it's
end
work.
Of the week. Like, come
but
on,
but it's work.
Yeah, that's
it, no.
It's mandatory. It's not a party.
Just a little side note. Yeah. They won't release his name. I guess maybe because of legal reasons.
Because he's no fun.
No, but they call him in the lawsuit, Mr. T. I pity the fool doesn't have fun.
Nice.
But
I pity the fool.
He's fighting it, obviously. But the one thing I don't get, and I think we were all kind of hinting at that, is that a party once, if it happened once at the end of the week, okay, this guy's no fun.
Right, right.
Every week?
Yeah, that's right. Exhausting.
You work with these people. You're not friends with these people.
Correct. Even if I'm friends with them, every week is too much. It's too much. I need my privacy.
No, absolutely.
I need to decompress on my own, right?
Well, that's the thing. And then you're around work all the time.
Yeah.
You need an escape.
Yeah.
An escape isn't hanging out with people from work.
No, and once you make it mandatory, it's no longer like fun. A fun party. It's,
right.
It's work now. It's also part of your work day.
And now think of all the other people. Now they know it's seriously mandatory.
Yeah.
This isn't a party anymore. You're going to get fired if you don't show up at these things.
Did he? So wait, So what happened with this guy though? He got fired. Did he like get any money from them? Because obviously he had to have sued or something,
well,
right?
He did sue them.
Okay.
But we're working on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but yeah, I think he should win that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I agree.
Yeah.
Like not the mac and cheese lady, but he stands a chance.
Some lawsuits are good. Not mac and cheese lady.
Not mandatory parties.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about facts that should be common knowledge, but aren't.
Oh.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Common knowledge. It's something I lack.
A lot of people do these days. Me too. I mean, I'm in it.
Yeah, it just, there's so many things that I was taught even that aren't true. Like, hey, the sky's blue. Technically, it's green.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Yeah, it's because of the ozone layer, the pollution. It makes it look blue.
Are you sure?
Yep. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Go ahead.
Keep talking. No, I'm going to look it up.
We're going to stop the show. Just so you could be proved wrong.
What Fine. Color is the sky?
That's literally what I'm looking up.
Yeah, and then you're going to get some little kid answer.
Probably.
Should I look up Wikipedia or should I look up a real answer?
Just look up Wikipedia.
What is the real color of the sky? Bluish violet. Let's see. That came from Forbes. Is the sky actually blue or black? Is the sky clear or blue? Blue.
I thought it was green. I swear green? I heard green.
I think you're
well, this
liar.
Is what I'm talking about. Right there, common knowledge. But I don't know.
I proved you wrong.
But I proved the segment right.
All
right.
That's
so
fair.
In the end of the day, did I do anything wrong at all?
If you speak a different language, it might not be blue.
What? No, we're going to stop right now to understand what that means.
It says, in Krizgizutan. Oh, I killed that. I killed that.
Wow.
I really killed that.
Is it Kazakhstan?
No, it's
Kazakhstan.
It's Kyrgyzstan. It's Central Asia. They have a song,
it's a made
the
up
line
name.
About mountains touching the blue sky. The word, it's spelled K-O-K, but it's pronounced like cook.
Okay, thank you.
It means blue, but people also walk through cook grass. So they use cook for a green color as well. So maybe that's why you thought the sky was blue, because you speak Kyrgyzstan.
You're right. I'm just uber intelligent. That's why that happened. But Kara actually found this article over on BuzzFeed over a year ago. Or about a year. No, it's over a year ago. This is from April of 21.
So almost 2 years.
Yeah, so we're dipping into this right now. We always keep things just in case we can't find enough. And Kara, you finally made the list.
Woo! So thanks, happy Crisco. To participate.
We just weren't sure if you were going to stick around. That's why they were like,
we're not adding her prep until she's really here for a while.
So this is neat stuff, though. We're going to start with this one. Goldfish bowls are really a bad place to keep your goldfish.
Yes, yes, they are.
That seems right. Don't they get like super dirty and boring because they're small?
They are filthy little fish.
They're too small to allow for adequate filtration and don't provide enough oxygen.
See yep. that? Aw, those poor fish.
Yeah,
yeah, I think they produce like enough nitrate in that fish bowl in like an hour and a half to kill them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No wonder the ones you win at fairs like die. People, yeah, they yeah. die all the time because people don't.
Funny enough, my brother won one at a fair. Like, this was a long time ago. And he, we bought an actual tank
for yeah.
The thing lasted for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
It was the size of my palm. His name was Alvin. I remember.
Was he a chipmunk?
No.
It's goldfish.
Because the size of your palm, plus also, do goldfish ever live to 10 years? Is that true?
They can live for a long time and they can get real big.
Are they originally from like the ocean or like a pond, a lake? Are they, they're freshwater, right?
I don't know if they're completely freshwater. They might be brackish.
Like some might be.
What did you just say?
Brackish.
What does that mean?
That means
that from Lord
it
of the
gets,
Rings?
No, it's the in between when the water comes in from the ocean and into freshwater. It's like there's some salt to it.
Gandalf is coming down from the hill. He speaks brackish.
So they could maybe live in both places.
Yes.
Or in the middle of the two places, I guess.
Yes, because there are multitudes of fish that are sold as freshwater fish, and they actually would do better in a brackish water.
And maybe that's why they die, too. People need to get their act together about fish. I didn't know those answers,
if
though.
You're gonna if you're having a heart attack,
yeah.
What's something you've heard of that could save your life that's so simple?
Eating aspirin.
Mm. Eating aspirin.
Yeah.
Here's something they don't tell you about it.
Uh-oh.
You don't swallow it. You chew it. You don't just swallow it.
I was going to say, eventually, you probably have to swallow it.
Well, yeah,
it
eventually you swallow it. But you have to chew it for it to work, which
gets to your bloodstream faster through your mouth.
There you go. They said platelets, and I couldn't see the word.
That's because you speak Kazakhstan.
Yeah, in my language, that meant green. Did you know antibiotics don't work on viruses?
Yeah, they're bacteria, right?
We'll move to the next one. Kara, you put this in. This
well, it's been a while. I haven't seen it in a while.
No, I'm just saying, if you're making fun of the list, it's you.
I didn't make the list.
No, but you put it in.
These are supposed to be common sense things, but surprisingly, they're not so common sense.
The freedom of speech provision. Oh, God. Thank God Crisco isn't here.
Yeah.
God.
Woo! Good week.
The freedom of speech provision in the First Amendment protects you from punishment from the government, not from the consequences of your speech. That I totally agree with, because they're like, freedom of speech, how can I get fired? No, you have the right to say that.
Yeah.
But they have the right to fire you for it.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's consequences to what you say. You have every right to say whatever you want.
Right.
But if you say the wrong thing in front of the wrong person, they're going to sock you in the face.
Yeah.
Or fire you.
Or fire you. And then sock you in the face.
It's nice.
Kara, I'm going to ask this question too, because I think Mickey will know the answer.
Thank you.
What's the name of the Halloween monster that is green, has bolts coming out of his heads, and goes,
Wait, I do know this.
Uh-oh.
Because everybody says it's Frankenstein, but actually the doctor is Frankenstein, and the monster's name is Jed or something like that.
Jed.
Maybe just monster.
It's just the monster.
Oh, yeah, see? Oh! Ha! I mean, I'm sure Mickey definitely knew that 100%. I actually looked at her to make sure my answer was correct.
I think the confusion comes in because people don't recognize it as Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just say Frankenstein. Yeah, because we can't read.
Plus, also, isn't it easier just to be like, there's Frankenstein? when you're talking about the green monster than to have to always say like Frankenstein's
but
monster.
But it's not Frankenstein.
I know, but it's just easier. It's easier to say it. Like, there's Jason. There's
but that's his
the
name.
Other one. Freddy Krueger.
But Jason, but that's their name.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know. There's Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
What's your mom's name?
What's that Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy name? The chainsaw guy, the actual
Leatherface.
Guy.
Oh. What's your mom's name?
Becky.
Okay, Becky. No, you're the
child. I'm Becky's monster.
Yeah, you're the mom, Becky's monster. See?
It fits.
That's what she said. Yeah. Oh. Told you, Crisco, this was going to happen. Lots of that's what she said.
We've been pretty good so far.
Here's a good one that I did not know.
Oh.
If everyone puts the lid down in a porta potty, because everybody, you know how they complain how it smells?
Right, yeah.
If everyone puts the lid down in a porta potty, the smell will vent out the pipe that leads to the top.
Oh.
But because no one does, because no one wants to touch that.
Yeah.
It all just festers.
Mm. I guess it's what would you rather, touch the lid on the porta potty or keep smelling everybody's number twos?
Their stank.
Maybe they should put it doesn't matter. No matter what you put in there, so you all have to touch it, so never mind.
Or they could just put like a little fan where the vent is
yeah.
to just suck it out.
Yeah.
But then that would require power and that
never mind.
Have you ever heard the theory that your blood is actually blue inside your body?
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
It's cook.
It's green. It's always red, but appears blue because of the way the light interacts with your skin. That's why your veins look blue.
They do look blue. They also look green.
What, do you think I was lying?
Well, I mean, I know they do, but I'm also just confirming as I'm looking
that nobody else can see you do.
Yeah. Correct.
Here's a grammar police one. This one's for proofreader. Should have is a contraction for should have and not should of.
Yeah.
I knew that because if I didn't.
Yeah, but you know, some people don't know that because think of some of the things.
How many
write.
People don't know the difference between the yours?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. It's a lot.
That's why every time I write a birthday card to proofreader, I make sure it's wrong. Every single grammatical error I can make in it is wrong.
That's fantastic.
Daddy long-leg spiders aren't really the most venomous spiders in the world. I guess that's a thing.
Wait. The whole thing with the daddy long-legs is if they were a certain size, like they clearly don't grow that big, but if they were a certain size and they bit you, they would be the most poisonous.
Daddy long-legs the ones you find in your house?
Yeah. They're not. Don't. No. Bad. Bad Kara.
They're skinny little fuzzy. There's nothing to them, really.
But yeah, the one guy from Mythbusters got one to bite him just to prove that it wasn't that venomous. All it did was cause a burning sensation.
Right. But how did it even bite him? They're so tiny. They're like the size of nothing, aren't they? Spider.
They've got long legs, little body.
Little tiny body.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's something that's very interesting. It kind of involves what we're doing.
Oh.
If you plug your earbuds into the laptop's microphone jack, they'll function as microphones.
Oh. Interesting.
Mind blown?
That's interesting.
If I wasn't worried about it breaking everything that we just set up today, I'd try it.
Yeah, no, don't do that now.
We'll just take them at their word.
Yeah. Drowning often doesn't look like drowning. We're going to have to look into this, what that means. According to the Maritime Risk Consultant, whatever his name is, there can be very little splashing or no waving or no yelling or calls for help of any kind associated with drowning.
Wow, that's scary.
So you could be drowning or see someone drowning and you won't even know.
Did you know there's also a thing called dry drowning?
Yes.
That's scary too.
Why don't you fill everybody in?
Okay, so dry drowning is like maybe you have a little run-in with water and you like cough a little bit and you're like, oh, this is fine. Everything is good. I'm good. I caught my breath. And then like hours later, you are drowning. And apparently it's because like bits of water like stick in your lungs and you don't realize it. And you're out of water, totally on ground. and it's fun. Like, you can still drown. Did you know that?
You're saying that there's leftover water.
Yeah, like little pieces. So say, like, you don't need to be, like, full on drowning, but, like, say you're swimming and you come up and you're like, and, you know, like, how that happens sometimes. Okay. And then you're just like, well, oh man, oh, that was, I got some water in my throat or whatever. Like, hours later, something could happen and you're like, what's happening to them? And then you realize, oh my gosh, they're dry drowning. Like, because they could hear it then in your lungs that there's maybe little molecules of water left that are causing that.
Yeah, it's like, what is that, bronchitis. When the fluid fills up in your lungs.
So it's very scary.
When you read the Bible back in the day, or as I do every day because I'm a good boy, what was the forbidden fruit with Adam and Eve?
An apple.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
An orange.
That's what they interpreted it as when they interpreted the Bible from Latin.
Yeah.
But it was more than likely a grape or a fig.
Huh. That's interesting.
I mean, for the area that everything supposedly took place.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
Interesting.
My next guess was going to be a banana. I was just going to go down the list.
Eve's forbidden fruit was a banana. Oh, I'm going to you know where. H-E double hockey sticks.
How long would that list have been if we had to get to fig?
Top 20.
Banana, orange, grape, strawberry, kiwi, mandarin, what other things? I don't know.
Stroke symptoms are different for men and women.
Really? What is the difference?
That's what she said.
Well, women only get 75% of what the guy gets. Yeah! Oh! Oh!
You're the worst person.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think you're laughing too hard.
No, I'm not. Crisco would have enjoyed that.
I know.
I'm sure murderers downstairs laughing.
Feeding bread to ducks is dangerous.
Yep. Oh. Why? Does it say?
Yeah.
They can't digest it.
It leads to a surplus of fecal bacteria.
Oh, my gosh.
And poor nutrition.
Aw.
There you go. And there's one more on this list.
All right.
I went right back to feeding ducks. I'm really interested. Command, control, plus shift, T, mm-hmm. will restore accidental closed tabs in Chrome.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm never going to remember that.
No, that sounded like a lot of... You need four fingers for that,
control
right?
Plus
command,
shift,
control,
T,
shift,
three.
Oh, three.
Command and control are the same.
Right.
Button.
Oh.
Control plus shift plus T.
Still not going to remember.
Can I ask you to how that would take four fingers?
Because I thought control and command were two different things.
So you obviously didn't know this.
I guess no. I never read all the way down the list when I shared it.
If you have something that is, you know, common knowledge that many people don't
or
know.
Uncommon knowledge.
Uncommon knowledge, I guess that's more so what it is. Email us, freaks@freakaccent.com. That would be fun to see what other people know, because that was just BuzzFeed. So I'm sure there's a plethora of other things that could go on.
Yep.
So we're going to end out the show. This one I love. The 50 worst decisions in music history, according to Rolling Stone.
Oh.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Music history is an interesting thing, but first, to segue away from this conversation real quick, Kara, just before we turned on the mic, said the fattest thing I've ever heard in my life. Ooh, Subway's bringing a foot-long cookie. Only available on Sunday. That is the fattest thing I've ever heard someone say.
And then Mickey said, do you really need a foot-long cookie? And I said, no, but it sounds like it would be fun to try to eat.
Easily the fattest thing I've heard in 2022.
Yeah.
How's that diet going, Kara?
I know, I'm so excited. Ooh, put a cookie!
Ooh, yes! We want cookie! The show's Cookie Monster, Kara! So Rolling Stone came out with this list, and it's a pretty interesting one. It's the worst decisions in music history. I think it leans... No, it doesn't just say rock. It actually just goes music.
Okay.
So we'll start out... There's 50 of them. We're going to do the top 10.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
We're not going to go over 50. We need a new podcast for that
Yeah,
one.
That sounds fair.
So Billy Squire, he kills his career with a cheesy music video for Rock Me Tonight. You know, the one where he's dancing around in a pastel bedroom with a pink tank top.
Mm. I don't know if I ever saw that.
Maybe that's why.
Well. Yeah. It was that bad.
It killed his career once he did that video. So there's the worst, one of the worst decisions. But they get worse.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I remember this one, and this one still affects me today. U2 forcing Apple users to receive their Songs of the Innocent album for free on their iTunes account.
Yeah.
If you have an iTunes account, you have that album.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They forced it on you, and there's a, I think, a 10-step process to delete it.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember hearing about
so
that.
So how did they make money off of it?
They didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It was for free.
Yeah.
But they force it on there, and you can't free up space, and they're all like 5-minute songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's not really,
that
I mean.
That was terrible.
It wasn't a gift.
And do you know what the worst part about it was? It was terrible.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
Maybe that's why they had to force it. They were like,
well,
oh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If people are giving it away for free, there's a reason.
Yeah, right.
They're not giving away a free great album.
Right.
No.
Right.
U2 is going to make money.
Wow, guys. Look at all the downloads we got on this album.
If you think the name Ja Rule.
Oh.
What's his worst musical decision? And I'm pretty sure you could come up with it.
His name?
No.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Do you guys remember the Fyre Festival?
Oh, that was... Mm.
That was his.
I was going to say playing our local venue here in Wilkes-Barre. Oh. The Kirby Center.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's my name? R-U-L-E. I don't know how many of his songs actually went, though,
the
besides
only
that
thing
one,
I know
Ashanti.
Ja Rule said was murder.
Oh, yeah. He's a real artist.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears went on a tour sponsored by the U.S. government during the Vietnam War.
Ooh, oh, ow, boy.
And Blood, Sweat, and Tears was all, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Anti-government.
How did that even.
During the Vietnam War.
How did they get paid by the government?
I don't know.
There are a lot of questions there.
There's many questions. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he has so many, this guy. Bad decisions in music.
All right.
That I don't know how they whittled it down to this one moment. Although,
yeah,
I would say this is the catalyst for when he went crazy. Kanye West.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Do we all remember the VMA moment with Taylor Swift?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I'm going to let you finish.
Are you?
Well, that, I mean, after that,
spiraled.
Where did his career go from there?
It went to Kim Kardashian. And then he's an anti-Semite or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did he do?
I think he just lost all of his sponsors.
Yeah. Wants to run for prez.
Yeah.
And... Well, no, the president thing, that's over, right?
No, I think he's
I think he wants
trying
to do
for
it
24.
All the time. Like, I think he just wants to be, I don't know.
That guy from Maine. Isn't there a guy from Maine that always tries to run for president?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy with the pointy hat?
Yes.
he's a gnome.
In case you didn't know that moment.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Oh, Kanye.
And then it was just awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But oh, God.
But is that the moment he went crazy? Like, right there.
I think that was probably the first moment. Because before that, he had the songs. Everybody thought, oh, my gosh. Right. Yeah. Right.
I know my sister-in-law went to this specific show that's one of the biggest musical disasters.
Uh-oh.
Woodstock 99.
Mm.
It was horrendous. They have a thing, I believe, on Netflix.
Yeah,
or Hulu.
There's a documentary. We watched it.
Yeah, I mean, the mudslinging. I mean, literal mudslinging.
Yeah.
The porta potties didn't work. They didn't have enough water.
And
that was a good lineup of bands at that time.
Yeah.
You had like Korn, Limp Bizkit, all the new metal bands were there, and Green Day was there.
Yeah.
I remember that. That's one specific thing I remember from MTV, because they would show clips of it and them just throwing the mud back at the people.
Yeah.
Because that's all the bands got. I mean, honestly, if I was at that show, I would have left.
Well, the documentary talked about it a little bit, like that they didn't know how to make that lineup. So that was like part of their problem, was that they kept doing these like heavy bands towards the end of the night, getting everybody riled up instead of mellowing them out.
Right.
And it just made it worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. This one I didn't know, because I actually like Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
I didn't think he did anything wrong. Apparently had COVID vaccine conspiracies in 2020.
Interesting.
Wow. There's something we didn't know.
I guess he didn't go very public with it.
Yeah, I don't really remember it.
I guess he did, because, I mean, he made this list, so maybe I'm just not paying attention to Eric Clapton. What he says, his music, I will take.
Sure. Right.
Like that one with Ozzy Osbourne he has out now. Fantastic.
Yeah, be a musician, not a politician.
Yeah.
Right? Get shirts made that say that. And send it out to people.
Oh, this one's bad. I'm surprised this one isn't number... Oh, I get why it's not number one. We'll get to that.
Okay.
This is number three.
Okay.
Have you heard of Decca Records?
No.
There's a reason you didn't. Because in 1962, they passed up on signing the Beatles.
Ooh. Whoops. Oh, imagine being that person. Like, no, thank you. Oh, that's so terrible.
And it gets worse from there. Musical disasters.
What?
Second one, Jerry Lee Lewis. Do you guys remember what he did?
No.
He married his 13-year-old cousin in 1958.
Oh, what?
And that's number two.
Oh, my gosh. That is horrifying.
Didn't Woody...
Yeah, Woody Allen.
Woody Allen did something similar to that. Yeah. He married a relative...
He adopted, him and his wife adopted kids, and then he divorced the wife and married the adopted kid. Yeah. Yep.
That's just so gross. It's gross.
It is.
Think about it, especially if you adopt them as like a baby or a
raise them.
Yeah. And you like changed their diapers and you like mentored them. And all of a sudden it's like that's so sick. I can't even, I feel like once your family, even if you have no knowledge of that person in your life. Even if you're like people that meet later on just by accident in an elevator, it's like, oh my God, we're actually cousins. Like, I think once you find that out and you hear that, it immediately turns everything off that you could ever be,
you would hope,
attracted,
anyways.
Right? Yeah. I don't know, it's gross.
That's disgusting. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's that. Ugh.
But the number one worst decision in musical history, according to Rolling Stone, includes the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
They hired the motorcycle club Hell's Angels to do security at their 1969 concert.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It resulted in the death of a fan who was stabbed by a member.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Do you think this was in the right order?
I'm probably close.
I mean, from musical standpoint, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Jerry Lee Lewis thing is pretty bad.
I know.
You know, people dying, that happens.
But that wasn't like completely a music decision. Like it's his own personal, it destroyed his music career, but not, you know.
It's so gross though.
No, it's gross. It absolutely is.
Like, it is so gross.
Can you guys think of anything a band has done that has been like the worst decision they've ever done?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then why would you even say that?
I know, made you feel like she had something to say.
I thought there was something there.
No, I'm a goldfish. I don't remember anything.
I think one of the worst decisions was Metallica bringing out Saint Anger.
I was wondering if they were going to play any of that on the tour. Like, that's the gamble. You get, you know, day one or day two. One of them's going to have all of Saint Anger.
Last time I saw them, they played one song from it. Frantic, which I actually did not mind that song. Frantic.
Sing more of it.
Talk. You like that?
Yeah, that was good.
Finish that show. All right, we finished that show because we're done.
Oh,
it's over?
We're done.
Oh.
So, Kara, you're going to lead us off.
Oh, you're rude. It's the end of the show. Yay! So, now what you need to do when you're finished listening is go to afreakaccident.com. That's basically the hub for all things A Freak Accident. You can listen to past podcasts there. You can shop. We have two shirts available. And if I do say so myself, they're pretty snazzy.
Including the Shaw.
Yeah, and that's, like, important. You need to have that. Also, you can email us from there, or just freaks@afreakaccident.com. It's pretty easy to remember. You can request free stickers. That's on the website.
It's in the shop section.
Yeah, and you can follow our social media accounts there as well. Plus, we have a lot of other content there that's pretty interesting that you won't hear on the show. So you definitely want to have that bookmarked on your browser.
And they can also interact with us more there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
the Connect tab.
Maybe we'll reply. Maybe not. I'm not sure. I can't tell you yet.
One thing you forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I'm still getting to it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Hey.
Connect tab is social medias, obviously. And then what you need to do is rate and review and subscribe.
On our website, you can go to the podcast section and get every single episode.
Literally the first thing I said.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
Good for you.
Thanks for listening. Also, rate, review, subscribe. So this way, all the new episodes come right to you. You don't even have to look for them. And please, please, please also share us with your friends.
And where you rate, review us is at other podcast places. You didn't say that.
Because you kept interrupting me.
I interrupted you once. You can't say keep.
I was on a roll and everything was going to be fine. And then you had to be like, you didn't do this. And then I forgot my train of thought.
Come on, let's just call Tara Butter because she's on a roll.
Roll.
This diet really depriving you, isn't it?
Roll.
So coming up next week on the show, we're going to give you the best TV theme show songs of all time, according to where? Rolling Stone.
Oh, no.
That just happened. That was a happenstance.
Okay, you say so.
I do say so. That's why I said it.
End the show, man.
All right. Crisco hopefully will be back next week as well. And, thanks for listening. Anyways, for Freak Accent, I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a Freak Accent happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.